We seem ever so quiet, which is lovely. It's nice and peaceful. Would you like to just rest in this peace for a moment? And then when I ask you to, please stand and we'll say the words of the creed together using 1 Corinthians 15. God is here. His Spirit is with us. Please stand, and we'll declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. He was buried, he was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received and this we believe. Amen. Please sit and Simon will lead us through our intercessions.
Let us pray. Sovereign Lord, when Judah was hard-pressed by the Assyrians, you gave your prophet Isaiah these words of comfort for your people. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Father, in these troubled times, may we remember that you are the one true God who reigns in heaven and who is trustworthy and true to your word of salvation, your word of hope. And as we remember who you are, may we remember also who we are, your beloved children, set free by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, who ascended to heaven and reigns with you. So, sovereign Lord, loving Father, we lay our anxieties and our fears at the foot of the cross. God of hope, fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in you, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We stand before you. We stand before every power in heaven and on earth and declare, in you, O Lord, do we put our trust. Lord, our banner, we trust you for our communities. We trust you, Lord, for the direction, protection, and well-being of our families, friends, our church family, and our communities. To all those having to make and communicate difficult decisions in schools, places of work, places of worship, and places of recreation, please give courage, compassion, and clarity of thought to lead well. During this time, when we cannot physically wrap our arms around each other, lead us to be your loving embrace to each other and to our neighbours, to be the good news of Christ in our communities. In you, O Lord, do we put our trust. Creator God, we trust you for our world. You made us in your image. We thank you for all the ways we have to communicate and collaborate with each other across different time zones, cultures, and languages. We thank you for the human and technological resources we have to figure out solutions to really difficult global challenges. We thank you for the pioneers, the trailblazers in this generation. We thank you, God, that when we follow your lead, you make what seems impossible possible. In you, O Lord, do we put our trust. Our God who heals, we trust you for our healing. Sovereign Lord, you oppose the proud, but give grace to the humble. Holy Spirit, search us, convict us, and heal us of all selfishness, pride, dishonesty, jealousy, and bitterness, so that we may lift to you our friends who need your healing today in mind, body, or spirit, and to see your mighty arm reach out to them. In you, O Lord, do we put our trust. Amen.
We come to the time of the peace, and as you know, we have to be mindful of one another. So no elbow bumping. I know we're trying to come up with as many ways as possible, but the elbow bump is now out, okay? Sorry about that one. What you can do is British Sign Language, okay? So peace be with you. If you want to do it to a general row of people. If it's specific, it's peace be with you. Okay? Or you can just smile and nod and talk to each other. Okay? But would you like to stand? And may I suggest that we don't go wandering around too far, because we're already overrunning and I need to get on with communion, because this is why we are gathered today. The peace of the Lord be always with you. I'd like to share with one another a sign of peace. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Would you like to sit down, please? Thank you. It is right to praise you, Father, Lord of all creation. In your love, you made us for yourself. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but came to meet us in your Son. You embraced us as your children and welcomed us to sit and eat with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened his arms of love upon the cross and made for all the perfect sacrifice for sin. On the night that he was betrayed at supper with his friends, he took bread and he gave you thanks. He broke it and he gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His body is the bread of life. At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks. And he said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His blood is shed for all. As we proclaim his death and celebrate his rising in glory, send your Holy Spirit, that this bread and this wine may be to us his body and his blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us one in Christ, our risen Lord. With your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of praise and lift our voice to join the eternal song of heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. So let's join together our prayers and pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, and the glory of yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Draw near with faith. receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and receive the blood which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Please do come to receive the bread. If you're concerned at all, then got my hand sanitizer, you can borrow it. We are just receiving in one kind this morning. And if you'd prefer a blessing, then I'm happy to bless you, but I won't lay hands on you. Please do come. And so we pray. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my heart, Lord. Open my mouth, Lord, to your life-changing spirit, that all around me might see you in me. Amen. Thank you all for gathering together today, and may God go with you, and may his peace be in you. Amen. Amen.